You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are penniless this morning. That was a pun that I didn't intend to come out of my mouth today, but we are not alone. We have got a couple of wonderful designers and excellent community organisers in the studio this morning. We've got Kat O'Camp and we've got Billy Blairmyers in the studio. Kia ora koutoua. How are you both? Rogue fashion.
Yeah, morning, yeah. Rachel. We're good, thank you.
Very exciting, busy week for you guys. We spoke with you, I think, maybe 2 months ago now.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, time has passed. You guys are part of the Rogue Fashion Collective. And we had you in to talk a wee bit about who that is, what it's all about, and time has really raced forward because you're celebrating the various amazing designers and artists this Friday with your runway show.
Yeah,
indeed.
It must be a bit of a busy week for you heading into.
Gosh, yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Well, to start off with, I guess we should say that we did sell out in 2 hours, which was absolutely...
Wow.
Yeah, just like mind-blowing, really.
Yeah.
So that already is a lot of added pressure, I guess. We've got that many, you know, 200-something people relying on us getting our shit together for Friday, so...
Yeah, super exciting, but yeah, not surprising as well because of... the like very big, amazing, overwhelming reaction we've had from people right from
the get-go,
which is like what we talked a bit about last time, is how Rogue came about.
Do remind
so,
us,
yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
It is an incredible, you know, community organized thing that you've put together.
Yeah, it came about in like late April, super organically. From conversations that me and Billy had in our flat, just being
complaining and chatting, and as you do,
about how much like how expensive it was to be part of New Zealand Fashion Week as a young designer.
Yeah.
And yeah, rather than just getting really down by it, we thought we'd do our own thing, which we thought would just be like quite a small scale DIY. Show,
I mean,
like,
we were even
in our house.
It was a bit of a joke at first anyway. Like, it was a bit of a joke. We were like, haha, we could just do it ourselves.
Well, I put on my story and I was like, who wants to help? Anyone that has, like, you know, makeup artists, like, blah, blah, any different, you know, designers, photographers, blah, blah. And yeah, had about like 300 DMs in one day.
I bet you were expecting, like, you know, your friend that you forgot had this one skill texting you.
That's what I was expecting. But it just, like, blew up and everyone shared it. I think everyone had just been waiting for someone to take the next step.
Just to, like, have an opportunity like this. Yeah.
Yeah. So from there, we put a call out for designers just through like a Google form, so we didn't collect them, you know. We have about 25 designers,
amazing,
who are all emerging, either still students or with their own brands like a couple years out, or some like self-taught people, and then we've got from all across New Zealand. And we've got 5 accessory designers. We'll have at the show, we're going to have an installation of accessory and artifact.
Oh, amazing.
Designers. We've got 40 models. About 90% haven't modelled before. We did an open casting in May.
Which is very cool and fun. And it's been exciting to see them and their confidence grow, because we've done, you know, Kat's partner Stella has done a few like little workshops with them.
That's so cool.
And just seeing their confidence and how excited they are to be able to just do a runway, like,
It's quite, I mean, the whole thing that I found so exciting about watching this blossom online particularly is that it has felt really organic, but I know that a lot of hard work's gone into it, but you have really just let people be themselves and also let the community dictate the terms of what it is you're making.
The
show is going to look like.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely like a lot of what our goal was, is just to have it be like, you know, for the people, by the people, like,
totally
that sort of vibe and theme. And we just wanted it to be as authentic to who we are and who everyone involved is.
Yeah, so we're just acting as like facilitators, putting everything in place. But yeah, it comes down to even like how many looks the designers are showing. Like, we haven't asked them all to show six looks or whatever. Mm-hmm. So some are showing six, some are showing one, some are showing a few. Yeah, and it came down to the way that we wanted to do our designer profiles on Instagram as well, to start introducing people, because I thought it was really important to not just do kind of the more standard way of like some images of their work. Yep. Or just a uniform kind of staged photo in a studio, or
like just really get to know the designers.
Yeah,
and totally.
Like who they are as a people, because that obviously, you know, influences what they make.
Yeah, so I wanted each one to have its own creative direction. And so we paired photographers who had reached out with designers to work together to show the designers the faces behind their work. And some people had like friends and family who photographed them.
It's been really lovely to watch those images and those stories come out on the Rogue Instagram, which we will link in the podcast. But if anyone's wanting to follow right now, what's the handle if anyone wants to track you down?
Rogue Aotearoa and
nice.
Rogue Fashion NZ on TikTok.
For the teens and the cool kids.
And on our Instagram we are selling merch. Just, you know, thought I'd throw that out there.
Help cover some costs.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. It has. It's been, you know, as all things are, there are costs involved, but it's been nice seeing. I've seen a few Rogue shirts around uni and around town, and
that's
I was just
so
like,
cool.
And I've had people see me in mine and go, "Oh my god, you're part of Rogue!" And I'm like, "Yes, you too."
That's so cool. It's like being in a band or something. Yeah. You've got your gang with you.
Yeah.
And I think that is a really lovely thing that's come out of this. Is quite quite often the experience of fashion can be quite singular, or it can be difficult to find your community in it. This is what, you know, a lot of people have been talking about in the wake of what you guys have been trying to explore. If you manage to find a pocket, that's so awesome, because it can really boost you through the hard bits of being a young creative, or just a emerging creative at any stage of life. And this feels like a really wonderful collection of like really positive people who've come together around this project.
Yeah.
For people who aren't, you know, able to get a ticket, because as you said, it has already sold out. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you're hoping you might be able to repeat, do again in the future?
Yeah.
Is it going to end on Friday, or what's the future for Rogue?
It will most definitely not be ending on Friday.
Yeah. What our plan is in the future is to have probably one big show like this a year, mm-hmm. and then facilitate smaller shows of designers, because we now have all of these connections that we've grown for like, models, photographers,
like
makeup
well,
artists.
And, yeah.
And because we've worked everything out as we've gone along, we kind of want to use that to help people.
Totally. We've become a bit of a directory in a way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we wanted to do. And then we'll have a magazine coming out next year, early
That's
next
exciting.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
Knock off of Vogue magazine. So Glossy Rogue magazine.
Yeah.
With all of our images and everything that we've done so far. And then like text about the show and things. But the show will also be videoed and possibly live streamed.
Yes, I'm pushing for live streaming.
Yeah.
Watch the space.
I've had a lot of people overseas, friends of mine, who are desperate to see in some manner. They're like, please just live stream it. So we'll get something along those lines sorted.
If anyone has a live stream capability hookups, hit up the Rogue team on
Instagram.
Absolutely.
Please. Because I think that would be fun.
Totally. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys so much. Have the best time on Friday. Congratulations on a really exciting project. Can't wait to see the results.
Awesome. Thank you.
And we'll have you back up next time you guys have another cool project in the works. See ya.
See ya.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.